Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to just get into scripture so I won't keep you standing too long. I'm so thankful for this opportunity to come before you. Amen. And just testify of the goodness of our God. Amen. But two verses of scripture I just want to give. Matthew 7 and 7, verse 8 as well. Praise God, and it reads, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Can somebody say shall with me? Shall. Praise God. Amen. And the second verse of scripture is Psalm 107 and 9. And it reads, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Amen. He's going to satisfy your soul in this house tonight. I believe that God is going to satisfy the hungry and the longing soul in this place. In Jesus' name. Do you believe that? In Jesus' name, praise God, amen. I'm just gonna ask Pastor to pray, to lift his voice and pray over the service. Hallelujah. Just give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're going down the seat. Praise God. Isn't he worthy tonight? He is so worthy, Jesus. Bless you. I honor you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I'm so glad for this opportunity to speak. Before I say anything, I just want to give the Lord honor because I'm not standing here without the presence and the power and the might of the Lord. He has done such a wonderful work in my life, and I give him honor and praise and just thanks for who he is to me. He is my God. He is the lover of my soul. Amen. And I just give him praise. Is anybody thankful for the Lord tonight? I'm just bursting with thanksgiving. Amen. If you can't tell, I am bursting with thanksgiving because I love my God. Praise God. Amen. And I give honor to my leadership. Amen. Pastor and Sister Candy, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. And I'm thankful for them, their belief in me. They have believed in me when I have not believed in myself. And amen. Just spoken sense into me multiple times because I'm just like, I can't do it. And they're like, yes, you can. Amen. So I thank God for them and just their witness in my life. Amen. Praise God. And I honor you, the body. Amen. Anytime I get up here to speak, I honor you because, amen, we are doing this thing together. We are doing this thing together. Does anybody believe that? Amen. We're doing it together, not by ourselves, but together. Praise God. Amen. So I just want to greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord, Purinin Ang Panginoon. Amen. That means praise the Lord in Tagalog. And if you hadn't noticed, I'm wearing a wonderful shirt. Praise God. It's called a barong, and it is a traditional shirt. The men also have shirts that are also called barongs, but theirs is longer. The women's are much shorter and kind of just floofy in the arm, the sleeve area. Praise God. So I just wanted to show you a little bit of the Philippines and greet you in the Tagalog tongue. Amen. That's the language that they speak. Their formal language is English, but their native tongue is Tagalog. So I just want to bring that amen to Winterville today. Praise God. Because I'm going to be sharing about the Philippines. So it would make sense I would bring some of that. Amen. All right. So we're just going to jump in tonight. And I have so much that I want to share with everyone. But while I was praying about this and what to speak about, the Lord kept directing me to three specific moments on this trip. And I just want to let you know, if you do want to hear more about the trip, I'm all game. Let's go get lunch, get coffee. I'll talk all about it and let you know all the things that happened. We saw so many things. We were part of a church dedication and got to go to a pediatric hospital. But these three key events, I just want to share, and I believe the Lord's going to do something in this house when I release that in Jesus' name. Amen. So it was about 3 weeks ago to date, I began to travel to the Philippines for a mission trip through AYC, otherwise known as Apostolic Youth Court. It sits at as the mission work arm in the youth ministries for the UPCI. And AYC releases locations in North America and internationally each year. They actually just released the 2027 one. So if any young person is wanting to go and change your world, amen. Go and look at those locations. Amen. And get a burden for souls. Amen. But I began to make a trek from Atlanta to Los Angeles, and then from Los Angeles all the way to Hong Kong, and then Hong Kong all the way to Manila. Finally making it in Manila. I feel like it started, I believe it started on Tuesday, and I made it to Manila on Thursday. So Thursday their day, it was Wednesday for y'all, because it's on the other side of the world, so it's 12 hours ahead. So it's 7 p.m. right now. It is 7 a.m. over in Manila, so it was a transition for sure. But, amen, before we left, and before I left particularly from Atlanta, I felt a surge of power. I just felt like power was going to be on this trip, that this trip was going to be a powerful trip, and that the anointing, the power of the Lord would be on this trip. And, my God, power we would see. While we were tired, and just, you know, extended of ourselves and our own human capacity, there was such a strong presence of the Lord as we traveled. One of the chaperones, so we had two pairs of chaperones. We had brother and sister Nathan and Rachel French, wonderful people, love them, at Apostolic Tabernacle here in Georgia. And then brother Lou Micah, and Sister Lexa Angelica Castillo from Montreal, Canada, and Sister Tamara Schultz from St. Louis. And the Castillos, on their plane ride from Montreal to Los Angeles, they were sitting beside a gentleman that they just felt drawn to, and God was beginning to move, and they began to talk about, you know, why they were going to Los Angeles, and he was very curious about this trip and what, you know, a whole bunch of young people were going to the Philippines for, and God began to just move in that conversation, and before you know it, they were praying him through the Holy Ghost on 30,000 feet in the airplane. Amen. He received the gift of the Holy Ghost on that Delta flight. Hallelujah. Amen. And when they landed, amen, God was still moving, and God touched his heart, and the first thing he said, I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. And so they find a church, they contact the youth president over in Los Angeles, and I think a SoCal district, and they baptize him in Jesus' name. This is even before our trip began. This is before any of us are getting to Hong Kong, Manila, or anything. God was moving. There was such a strong witness of what God was going to do on this trip. Amen. Praise God. God was giving us favor before we even set our feet on the Philippine land. This was only the beginning of things that we would see on this trip. And so this is one of the events that I wanted to talk about, the Holy Ghost Rally. We were part of... We arrived in Manila, which is the capital, essentially, of the Philippines. And on the first day when we arrived, we were greeted, and you can start those pictures. Thank you, Sister Bibbs. We were greeted by the national youth president and his wife, the Pestaños, such dear people of God's, just such a heart for kingdom things. And our trip guides, which is Kuya Dean. Kuya is Tagalog for big brother. And if you're thinking about big sister, is ate. And so we were greeted by Kuya Dean and Dr. Josh. Dr. Josh was our medical staff because we needed medical staff on this trip, praise God, because people are known to faint in the Philippines because it's very hot. But so we were greeted by them. But the next day, and Bibbs, you can go to the next picture. So this is on the trip to our hotel, and I just wanted to share this because when I saw outside, it was like it's like when Jesus saw Jerusalem and he said, "Oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem," and he wept over the city, and I could just feel such a strong burden for people as we were just driving. It was so cinematic, honestly. I was sitting on the bus and I was just crying. It was like a single tear. I was just, oh my goodness, pouring my heart out to the Lord of how I made it here and the burden for souls that I had. Amen. And I'm so thankful that he does so much when we have a burden for his heart, because his heart is souls. Amen. Does anybody believe that tonight? His heart is souls. When we get a burden for the Lord's heart, we will see the harvest. Amen. If you could go to that next picture, baby. Praise God. So this is our first night in Manila at the hotel. It's about 40 plus of us there, but we got there and we stayed, and then the next day, next picture, Bibbs. Okay, this is not the next day still. Or no, it is the next day. Before we started our travel, because we were not just staying in Manila, but we also went to Batangas City. So that is another province. Think Atlanta to Athens. Basically, it's like a two-hour-ish ride. And so this is the missionaries, brother and sister Jim and Leticia Robertson. My God, powerful people of God, just flow led of the Spirit. And we were so thankful that they were with us the entire time, because I'm not sure if that's a practice for all of the trips, but they were able to stay with us the entire time and just impart wisdom and insight and just share to us their burden for what God was doing in the Philippines. And the next picture, baby. Okay, here we are. There we go. This is the Holy Ghost Rally. So I just wanted to share this. We traveled to Batangas City, another province in the Philippines, or kind of state, basically. But it's kind of like Canada. Canada has provinces. But that next day, it was Saturday for me, and it was Friday for you guys, because remember, on the other side of the world, we extended this Holy Ghost Explosion Rally. And it's a sectional rally, so God was going to do something in that section of churches. Praise God. They all came together. And I don't know if you can just see all of the people that were there. It's packed. People were standing in the back. People were hungry for God. And there was no AC. It was just fans. Hallelujah. But people came ready to worship. People came so ready to give their all to God. People were not concerned about, that there wasn't any AC. Some of their churches have AC, but they weren't concerned about that. They came with a hunger and a desire for God. Amen. And when the worship began, hands were raised, hearts were lifted. People came with everything in themselves. Nothing was left everything was left on the floor. Nothing was withheld to God. Amen. And I believe that was something that God just showed me, that to inspire me and to help encourage me. I believe that our first calling in anything is a worshiper. We were created to worship. We were created to give him praise and thanksgiving. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise God. And so it was just so wonderful to be in that atmosphere and be in that place. There were about 4 or 5 moves of God's glory just in the worship, just in the worship. There was just wave after wave after wave of God's glory that just came just in the worship. There were so many times I just stood there and I just cried. I just lifted my hands and I just cried because all I could do was just stand in his holy presence, stand in his holy place. That's all I could do because of the glory of God that was in that place. And the glory of God was in that place because of desire. People had a hunger and a desire for God. Amen. Ministry began to pour out. People were laying hands. Many of the students that were on that trip began to lay hands on people. And healing happened. Praise God. We saw people leap and rejoice in what God was doing in their bodies and their minds and their spirits. And I just want to encourage someone today that God is not limited to an altar call. God is not limited to just a particular set in the service that we think is allotted for God. I heard a man of God say one time, the most important part of a service is the worship. The most important part of a service is the worship, because that is unto God. God doesn't need word. He is the word. Amen. And praise God, he don't need altar call either. He moves among us because he's so loving and gracious and kind. But the one thing that we get to give God is worship. Oh, it's worship. It's worship. Amen. And I just want to tell us in this place that God can move in the pre-service prayer. God can move in worship. God can move in our giving. Amen. That's also worship unto God. And the preaching, whenever he wants to move, he can. And he should be able to move. Amen. However he wants to. Amen. I want us to take the limits off. Lord, just say that right now in your spirit out loud. God, tell me to take the limits off of you. Help me to take the limits off in my worship, God, and how I think about you, Lord. I want you to take the limits off. I want you to do what you can only do, Father. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's often our own heart that hinders such a move of God. Oftentimes, we smote our own selves in our own heart. But thanks be to God, I believe that God is stirring up our minds in this place. There was such a powerful presence of the Lord in prayer last night. If you were not here, my God, you missed the glory of the Lord that came into this house. I believe that God gave us an alarm in the spirit. That's kind of what I felt when I was standing over there, an alarm in the spirit that we must consecrate ourselves unto him. We must hunger, we must desire him and him alone. Everything else does not matter, but it's just him. It's just him. And if you could just play that next video, baby, that is just us worshiping. Praise God. Amen. You can see it. If you can't hear it, you can see it. And they were singing, can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. We were dancing. We were singing. Oh, the contrast. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we were dancing. We were singing. We were giving God the glory. This was after altar call, guys. This was after altar call. And my little tail was tired. I was so exhausted. But I was going to give him the glory in my little hands and my feet. And I had my little fan here. Oh my gosh, just clipped onto my shirt because I was so hot. And I was praising God for AC that was forthcoming. Praise God. But they didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. And that was one thing that I found in the next church, praise God, that we were at. That was in UPCI Batangas. If you could show the next picture, baby. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So this is Mama Celine. She's 92. And these are her daughters. I don't remember their names, but praise God. But she is an elder, precious elder in that church. And when we came into the sanctuary. It was going. It was like the worship was high. Hands were lifted. The praise was up. Oh my goodness. God began to move and stir, and people just came in the front, and we just began to give glory to God, began to dance, began to sing. And I saw her at the side. I saw her at the side, and they had to help her into a seat when she had to sit down, and you know, when she had to get up. But in her seat, and what she could give God, she was waving her hands. She was giving God glory. She was lifting up the name of the Lord. And I just, it just touched my heart. If this elder that is going to turn 92 can give God praise, how much more can I give him worship? How much more can I give him worship? How much more can I give him? Amen, amen, praise God. There was such a hunger, there was such a hunger. Not all of our group went to this church. It was half of us that went to one church and another half that went to another church in Agoncillo. That's a smaller, more kind of village-like church. But we were in the larger church in the city, and it was a brief walk to the sanctuary. However, you could feel the darkness that was around. It was kind of like the hood, really. And so we were walking through the hood, amen. And you could just feel the oppression that was around. But immediately as we walked into the church, it was light. There was a peace. There was joy. There was the presence of the Lord greeted us immediately. And it was a reminder to me that our church is the light, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. When people come into this place, and it's not in the feeling, it's in our faith and knowing. It's in our faith and knowing that when we come into this house has the name of the Lord in this place. And there is light, there is joy, there is peace, there is refreshing, there is sustenance in the presence of the Lord. When you come into this house, everything has to bow, everything has to change at his house, in his name, by his spirit. Praise God. Amen. And it was just like in the Holy Ghost rally, the sanctuary was saturated with praise, and the presence of the Lord was in the house and just ministered to us. There was one thing that the pastor said, Pastor Lutero, he said that just after the welcome, and it just marked my spirit, and I haven't forgotten it. I had to just write it down immediately as he said it. He said, "We are serving a living God. So our worship must be alive as well." God, I'm telling you, when I heard that, it was like 2 + 2. Oh my gosh, it equals 4. Oh my gosh, this makes sense. This makes complete sense. My worship can never be dead. It can never be dry, because my worship is unto a living God. And I don't serve a dead God. I serve a God who's risen, who's alive. He said, "Behold, I live forevermore." My worship must also be alive. And so every time I lift my hands, every time I lift my voice, it must be with everything that's within me. I can't give him dry praise. I can't give him dry worship. It has to be from the depths, from wells, from bringing up wells from deep, that deep would call unto deep. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There were multiple waves, again, of divine glory and presence that saturated that house. And it was because people had a hunger. And it was because that people gave their all unto the Lord. It was because that they laid down everything, even in the offering. And I said before, God can move in our giving. Praise God. When they were doing offering, people, you know, oftentimes we come with money, amen. But there were people coming with bags of rice unto the Lord, and they gave it right here at the foot of the pulpit, and that was their offering to the Lord. That was their tithe. That was their worship, and they began to sing and dance as they got brought bags of rice to give to the Lord. as they were worshiping him and honoring him in their giving. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give him everything because he deserves everything that's in me. He deserves everything. Amen. And you may be saying to yourself that I can't feel him. I can't feel him sometimes, and even because I just couldn't stop crying on this trip. I can't stop crying now. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't stop crying, and there were multiple times because it's so hot, I was crying, and I was sweating, and I was like, Lord, this is double dehydration. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Father, help. Replenish, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, you know, it's sometimes, I'm testifying, right, of what God has done in the Philippines and talking about the presence of the God, presence of the Lord and the, you know, God's glory and his divine presence and just that has come in this place. But God is here now. God is here right now. As I'm talking, as I'm speaking to you, he is in our midst. And you might be saying to yourself, well, I can't feel him, though. It is your faith believing that he is here. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord. God is stirring right now. God is stirring right now. You don't even have to feel that, but you can just speak that by faith. God, I believe that you're here because you said where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst of them. You inhabit the praises of your people. Amen. So you are here in my praise. I begin to lift you up. I give you glory. I magnify your name. It's not in the feeling, praise God, but it is in the faith, knowing, faith believing, faith trusting that what he said in his word, and amen, praise God, then God will begin to move in that feeling if he chooses to, praise God. But that same God that I'm testifying about, of the divine glory and the presence and the awe and the wonder of God, is in this house tonight. He is here in this place tonight. Does anybody believe that? Amen. Can you just give him a wave offering right now? Oh, just give him a wave offering. God, we love you. We bless you. We honor you, Jesus. We believe that you're present in this place. You're present to heal. You're present to touch. You're present to encourage, Father. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, Jesus. We believe you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Scripture, Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. We must seek the Lord with all of our heart. Everything. And that's why I just keep talking about all, everything. That's what I learned. That's what God taught me in the Philippines. I must give him everything. I can leave nothing, no stone unturned, nothing missed in my spirit. We were told yesterday, praise God, to examine ourselves and consider our ways. Amen. And you've got to sit in honesty and take stock. And that takes some time. Amen. And you've got to go in your spirit and, okay, wait, there's a little bitterness in here. And, oh, I've got some dishonesty right there. And, oh, my goodness, I got a little bit of a lying tongue over here when I told Sister so-and-so she looked great. but praise God, you know, we've got to go and turn the stones of our heart and so that God can move in us, so God can work in us, so God can speak and just us walk in kingdom purpose. I want to walk in everything that God wants me to walk in. Amen. Because he knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for me. Okay, so I'm going to keep going. I'm just being mindful of time here. So on Wednesday in the midweek service, amen, just again, what I saw on this trip was hunger. Hunger, desire, passion for God. Hunger, desire, and passion for God. It was not, we're going to come and we're going to, you know, just worship. Amen. Sorry, I'm just talking. But this picture, I just wanted to share quickly. This is from Sunday. That sister in the middle, in the polka dotted dress and her daughter in the green. They drive an hour to church every week. And they come, and I just begin to saw the way that they worship. And again, just hunger for God. They didn't care how far it was, and some of us drive that journey. Amen. And I just want you to know that God honors that. God honors your distance that you make to come to his house, to be in his presence. Amen. But on Wednesday midweek, Sister Bibby, could you go to the, that was the whole church on Sunday. My goodness. And our team that went, and that was Sunday after, after church, we fellowshiped and we ate all of the Filipino food. It was so good. There was this one food called siksik, and it is fried pork cheek, and my God, fried pork cheek. It was delicious. It was so good. Didn't know food could be that good, but it was wonderful. And we had so much rice. Oh, Lord, so much rice. There was just rice just coming out of my ears. Can I get the next picture, please, Sister Baby? Amen. So this is the church that we were at on midweek, Philippine Evangelism Center. Amen. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. And again, as I said previously, just what I saw on this trip was just hunger, passion, and desire. Hunger, passion, and desire for God. The worship that people came with, just, oh my gosh, again, just waves of God's glory throughout the trip. And particularly in this service, I think midway throughout the worship, God was just moving in just power and might throughout each and every worship service. But midway throughout the worship service, you could just feel the angels of the Lord begin to descend. Amen. And there was just such a viable power of God. Ministry began to take place. There were people slain in the spirit. There were people, I mean, a lot of those things that we were talking about and we have been talking about in terms of what we want to see and what our elders did see. I was seeing that on this trip. And I give God glory for that. Amen. I saw just wonders and just might. There was such just the presence and the power of God was in that place. And because there was a hunger. There was a hunger. There was a hunger for him. There was hunger for him. There was just a hunger for him that he would be. People weren't coming to be entertained. Amen. The worship wasn't all perfect, and you know there were things that happened with the sound. My God, at one point. Two speakers blew, and then a microphone went out. The people didn't care. They came to worship God. The people didn't care. They came to worship the Lord. This is their mass choir, and they began to sing. And if you could just play the next video, I think it's a video next. Oh, the lovely contrast. And you can't hear it, but it's okay. Glory to God. That was a tita, it means auntie in Tagalog, that's the last picture, but it's okay, yeah, thank you, Bibbs. She was leading worship. Again, she is like 60, 70 years old, and she is talking about how your praises bring salvation, your praises bring deliverance, your praises can set your household free, and she's given all she's got in worship, in leading us into the throne room, amen, at the beginning of service, that's what that was. But people had such a hunger and a desire. Every hand was raised. I don't know if you saw that. Every hand was raised, and people were crying out to God as we began to start worshiping. But we were in service for hours. I think about maybe we got to church about 6, and we were going through sound rehearsal, and we started church at 7, and we didn't leave till 11 p.m. This is a midweek service. This is a midweek service. People had work the next day. People came off of night shift and, you know, all the different shifts and everything. But people had a hunger for God. And it did not matter what they had to do in the next day, next week, even in the next moment. Right there at that moment, at that time, they made the decision to worship God, to give God praise, to magnify his name, to give him everything that he deserved. Amen. And one thing that I just want to share is that Brother Robertson, the missionary that is there, he talked about the limitations that we oftentimes put on God, and how God, his prayer for us as the students there, he said, I just pray that God would wake you up at 3 a.m. to just talk to him. To just talk to him. So he could tell you about secrets, and he could impart to you wisdom, and just share his heart with you, and just spend time with you. And God is doing that. Amen. I can testify right now. God is doing that in me. Amen. And I pray that same prayer for you, that God would begin to wake up something in RAC, that God would begin to wake up desire and hunger and a thirst. The scripture says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He also said, we read it in Psalm 107, amen, that he satisfieth the hungry soul, the longing soul with goodness. Amen. If we are looking to other things, and even now, if we're looking to other things, and I'm not pastor, I'm not bashing anybody, but even if we're looking to other things right now and we're worried about things after the service, are we really giving God our all? This is 1 hour that we dedicate in the week besides Sunday and Tuesday, if you come on Tuesday, to give God everything in us. I want to give him everything within me. And more, not just this time, but I want him to be in my whole week. God wants that for us. He doesn't want us to just be Sunday Christians. He doesn't want us even just to be midweek and Tuesday night, and we come to the things and we do the things that, praise God, our leadership presents to us. But we have him in here. I want to be the tabernacle. I want to be the tabernacle of God. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Oh, I want to be the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost, where people see in the store, on my job, and they say something's different about you. That's what they did with our elders. That's what they did with people of old. Oh, I want him. Nothing else. Things are going to come. Life is going to happen. The word says that it falls on the just and the unjust. Amen. So life is going to happen. Amen. But out of everything, I just want him. And I hope you can just hear my heart tonight in the heart of God, the cry of the Spirit, that God wants you. God wants you. God desires fellowship and communion with you. It's not just coming to church. It's not just coming and to prayer and to fellowship and praise God for those things. But when we do the work, I don't want to say work, please don't misunderstand that. But when we are living a life of devotion unto God every day, when we come into this place, we will see the things that we have desired to see and the things that we have been praying about to see, the things that we want God to do in this house, in this midst, and people will begin to come because we have done the devotion unto God in here. Amen. Praise God. I want us to call on him while he's near. I want to call on him while he's near, while he's listening, because the scripture says you will find him when you seek him with your whole heart. We only receive from God when we are honest with him. If your desire is dim, if your passion is waning, even if you have no hunger or appetite, amen, you need to be honest with God. Lord, I don't have an appetite for the kingdom things. I don't have an appetite for you right now, Lord. I'm consumed with work, and my children are acting up, Father, and I don't know what's happening in my marriage, Father. I don't have an appetite. God will give you an appetite if you ask. He said, ask of me and it shall be given. Seek me and you will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Amen. It is in your mouth. Amen. Can we stand? Praise God. Amen. I just want you to make that your prayer right now. Ask the Lord. Lord, I want more of you. It's all about you, God. It's all about you, Lord. This whole entire life, it is about you, God. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you, God, for everything you've done for me, God. But Lord, it is about you. It's about you, Jesus. It's about you. Praise God. I want to open up this altar tonight for you to make a commitment unto God, to make an altar before the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.